We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3rd, chapter number 13 and text number 47. Listen, purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In this manner, the personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the maintainer of all living entities, raised the earth from within the water, and having placed it afloat on the water, He returned to His own abode. The personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, descends by His will to this material planet. The personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, descends by His will to the material planets in His innumerable incarnations for particular purposes. And again, He goes back to His own abode. When He descends, He is called an avatar, because avatar means one who descends. Neither the Lord Himself nor His specific devotees who come to this earth are ordinary living entities like us. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Ritam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Ritamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sa Ittham Bhagavan Purvim Visvakshena Prajapatihi Rasaya Lilayonittam Apsunyasya In this manner, the personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the maintainer of all living entities, raised the earth from within the water, and having placed a float on the water, He returned to His own abode. The job is done. When we try to understand the appearance and activities as well as disappearance of the Lord, they are to be understood through the medium of divinity. That is His proposition is Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Vetya Tattvataha Tyaktva Deham Punar Janma Naiti Mamiti Suvarjan. So the demigods, the Siddhas and Charanas and everybody who praise the Lord, and especially the demigod soul, and that now the placement of the earth is in its natural position. The Lord did it, but He is also the maintainer. It is said, Visvakshena Kathasuyaha. Visvakshena is the another name of Lord Vishnu, which means that he is the maintainer or he is the well-wisher of everyone. So generally, in performance of a pious activity, in material life, people invoke Ganesh. But devotees invoke Visvakshena. Remember when they do Kalash Thapana, fire sacrifice, they invite Visvakshena to reside within the water. And the Kalash is filled with water. The upholding the religious principles, it is the duty of the Lord. So whenever there is discrepancies, then he has to correct. So he comes on a scheduled way, right? Prabhupada is giving the simple definition of incarnation, means one who descends, right? But there are groups of people, they have misconstrue the word descend. One who descends means an avatar. Are you thinking you are an avatar? Well, you descended, they say. You came from up to down. You have descended. But they do not know that he was kicked out from there. One who is forced to, you know, be kicked out, that is not a descent. Right? So, Mayavadis and so-called Bhagavans, you know, after realizing that they have achieved the transcendental platform, they call themselves avatar or Bhagavan himself. But they never acknowledge that they were kicked out. So that becomes a very intrigue for common people who are not understanding the word descent. Right? So they accept him. Yes, he is right. Everybody came from we are children of God. But no. Suppose if you visit a jail on his own, do you think you will be allowed? Why? Unless and until you will be forced to come out from the civilization because of your nefarious activities, you know, you will be welcome. Only then. Otherwise they will not allow you. So these are the simple laws of material nature. Then nobody is descending in common people, you know. But Srila Prabhupada says the Lord is expanding himself and he comes on his own sweet will and in such a way, wonderful way, that even if he comes in the shape of a pig, people will not understand that he is God. Because they think, oh, God cannot be, I mean, pig cannot be God. Otherwise, you have to worship each and every species of life. Because he takes incarnation in each and every species. Innumerable. Avatar harer asankhyani. In the first canto, it has been described like that. Avatar harer asankhyani. Innumerable incarnations, you know. Amongst the tiryak, means the birds, all species of life, he appears. So, he descends for the welfare of the common people. those who are uncommon, we don't have to take into consideration even. Those who think themselves avatar, those who think themselves they are demons. Krishna doesn't come for their welfare. Welfare for common people who are not able to understand. He is compassionate. But they can be easily swayed by their own sweet will and they follow nonsensical paths. So, not understanding enough, even in human form of life, is a misfortune. Even though opportunities are given by Krishna. Krishna maintains everyone in that sense. He's the maintainer. He's the Prajapati. He's the maintainer of all his... At that time, you don't discriminate that this has been a kicked out person or it is his own expansion that is, exhibiting service on his behalf. So Prabhupada says that, neither the Lord himself nor his specific devotees who come to this earth are ordinary living entities like us. His specific devotees, empowered devotees, they come on the sweet will of the Lord. So those who have come to participate in Krishna Leela, Rama Leela, they are not ordinary people. Even in Chaitanya Leela, all these great personalities who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you don't have to consider them ordinary. Chaitanya rasangi sange nitya siddha karimane je jaye vrajendra sutta pas. We have to get confirmation from Guru Sadhu and Shastra that whom do we consider Krishna prasthaya bhutale, who we should consider, one who is serving on behalf of the Lord, just for the sake of the Lord, or one who wants to fit in the plan of the Lord, like that. So they are not ordinary people. Common people would not understand what is a descent. Avataran. Ava means opposite. Taran means crossing. To climb is arohan and avarohan. So avarohan is avataran. Avatar is one who descends. Not anyone in any form who comes, say in 8.4 million species of life, is an avatar. No. They are rotating within material world. How is it that they are descending? They are circumambulating. How many lives did you spend? So never think that you have descended. Alright? You are not an avatar. You can't make yourself an avatar either. One who is kicked out? No. You have only one path. In human form of life, do not degrade yourself. Rather, uplift yourself and go. Arohan. Right? Arohanam means travel upward. Upavarga and pavarga, like that. So, there are so many imposters, and they take disadvantage of the ignorant people and claim themselves is an avatar. And people believe. It is very surprising that people can do anything and everything to support their sentiment. Right? We have a proverb that where there are greedy people, cheaters are always hanging around them. They are ready to take disadvantage. So, why there is a greed? Greed is a normal fact. They think greed is normal. When their desires are unsatiable and very difficult to fulfill, so those burning desires come right as their priority, and whomever they try to meet, they want to fulfill their desires. The same unfulfilled, so they will keep on changing, you know. Oh, this avatar was a cheater, and but what can you do? You do not know who descends. And one has to learn how to understand one who descends. All right? That is the subject matter. And this great rishis who were praying to Lord Varadev, you know, they were very thankful that they could understand that such a form is very astonishing, very difficult to understand, but they do not peep into much of nitty-gritty to explore how this is wonderful. Rather, they accept the inconceivable to be the divine feature. Inconceivable is a divine feature. Now, any material thing which is difficult to understand, like say calculus, but it is not divine. All right? So divine means inconceivable. Ordinary people, they may understand differently. All right? They love simple algebra. All right? But when it comes to calculus, their mind doesn't go through. That is one of me, you know. So, I had difficulty. So, but nonetheless, calculus was not divine to me. Right? Divinity is something, and Rupa Goswami gives the definition. How to understand the divinity. Achintyastu te khalu bhava tam starke na yojayet. Achintya. Inconceivable. Cannot be understood by simple logic. It is beyond the logic. Why? Logic is considered to be baseless. Tarko apratishto. So why do you engage your logic when logic itself is baseless to understand divine? So tarko apratishto and tamstarkena yojet. Never employ your mundane logic to understand the divine. The reason being, the divine has characteristic beyond the three modes of material nature. Characteristic of inconceivable means the divine is beyond the effect of three modes of material nature. Prakrutebhya paribhyascha tam achintyasya lakshanam. It's beyond the material nature. But Krishna says, material nature is also divine. Daivi hesha gunamayi mama maya duratya. In the next verse, this will be explained that And devotees are also in some kind of Maya. When you go back home, back to Godhead, and say, Golok Vrindavan, wouldn't you be under Maya? Would you know that you are playing with Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? No. You will be covered by Yoga Maya. And the one who has been kicked out, Jad Bharat, you are in Mahamaya. Right? But chanting Hare Krishna will make you a little uneasy, but correct in understanding. Right? That I am not part of Mahamaya. Neither I have achieved Yoga Maya. Okay? But now I can make distinction and try to understand what is divine, how Krishna appears, why he appears, that has been declared. But how he appears and how we have to put our faith in him by becoming conversant to the activity of the divine. So, ordinary living entities means what? The one who are in Mahamaya. They are called ordinary living entities. But one who is trying to come out, they are not ordinary. Because how many are coming out? And those who are trying, everybody is not going to be successful. They will take time. One can come out instantly. Other takes ages. Right? Bahu janma yadi kare shravana kirtana tabutana paaye krishna peda premadana. But it develops, some of the people are too much, right from the very beginning of their life, their symptoms are extraordinary. The great Mahatmas they have, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's characteristics, they are quite divine, And it did not create a fuss in the society or a disturbance in the society. Rather, he was loved by everyone, which is very rare. Otherwise, he was naughty more than Devesh, let me tell you. The idea is that the symptoms of divinity are well preserved through the understandings and explanations of sadhu, because they make the balance for the common people to understand. Right? So such faith is very positive, and it is without the guile or deception or cheating propensity. Otherwise, anybody and everybody becomes an avatar. When you saw that movie Avatar, was it any divinity understood in it? Remember that fiction came, Avatar?
Yeah.
Oh, you have seen?
I've seen
part of it. That's good.
Not the whole.
All right.
Not
the whole. They changed the nose style and anything because they took up that particular thing from our Bengali paintings. And the thing is Avatar. But Avatar was engaged only in mundane activities. And Avatar was in such a aborigine state. uh, that you know, there was nothing divine in it. But generally, I see only pictures when I'm flying in the airplane. Because everybody watches, you can't turn here or there. And you, so you get the gist of it, right? So, the Lord has a function to resurrect the earth, which has been put by the force of demoniac nature and Hiranyaksha, put it in the Rasatal, in the bottom of the Garbhodaksha ocean. And Lord Varahadev picked up from that, you know, obnoxious atmosphere where very difficult to populate the world of, according to their previous desires and activity, which are now in suspension. The Lord has to put it at float. That is the normal position of the planetary system. They are floating, but floating on surface of Garbhodaksha ocean. Everyone is, every planets are floating in the air. No, there is no air. There is water. No, there is no water. There is Garbhodaksha ocean, is there, which is not ordinary water. The water may be invisible, but nonetheless, this floating position is there. If you see, all the planetary system in a universe are floating, and not only floating, but they are moving or circumambulating, what we call, in a dextrorotatory position. Everything moves, not levorotatory, not opposite left side, but right side. So, right from there, the kala is also calculated, that it starts from right side, and just like the hand of the clock is also coming from right to, it doesn't go other way around. So therefore a successive you know, measurement is considered to be you know, only possible from the right side. When the planets rotate, you are forced to, but there are exceptional. When people start writing, just like you are left hand writing, right? So, yeah, it's a levorotatory thing. Prabhupada said, Vidyaram should be done with the right hand. But at that time, nobody knew, right? But because you are transcendental, what is the difference between right and left? So, you are keeping balance because you have Krishna in center. Yesterday we read about then husband and wife. Husband is right hand and wife is left hand. She has to be on the left side of the husband, right? And Prabhupada, husband is like a right hand and wife is like left hand. Both the hands are necessary, but the body is between that holds, and that is Krishna. If you keep Krishna and remain attached to him, then it's a perfect thing. Both the right hand and the left hand. Right? Why did Varadev killed with his left foot and slapped Hiranyaksha and killed him? He didn't use right hand. Huh? means the person was obnoxious, he was inauspicious, and inauspicious should be given with another inauspicious. Right? The benediction is only given by right hand. You don't bless somebody with your left hand. That is not a valid principle. Radharani, she is right hand. Lakshmi, right hand. Everybody is right hand. Right. So, the auspiciousness is created in Krishna consciousness, and the Lord is Vishvakshema, is the well-wisher. Therefore, the floating position is required than sinking position. Even ordinarily, oh, you are floating means you are making through. If you are sinking, you cannot make through. So that is also a common understanding. And this is the main crux of this particular verse, that neither the Lord himself nor his specific devotees who come to this earth are ordinary living entities like us. We are ordinary living entities. And we have to understand that they are not ordinary. Sometimes the demons also become extraordinary then. Extraordinary demons. They hide their divinity just to support the Lord's desire. They come voluntarily to play a role which was quite opposite. But nonetheless, whether a devotee is playing the role of destruction, which is uncommon, but if it is Lord's desire, then he knows, knowingly, he is putting up such a show that the Lord will ultimately become victorious. Will you call Jay and Vijay, who were Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, they descended or they fell? They fell. They are fallen entities? No. They might have, because they exhibited their own independent desire. But how come in Vaikuntha, one who is in service of Lord Vishnu develop a separate desire? One who is serving Lord Vishnu faithfully, knowing what Vishnu desires. But this is a reciprocation of the devotees with the Lord. Devotee may exhibit a separate desire. I don't want to go through 7 rounds of, becoming devotee without troubles. It is so much. Why don't I take the role of a demon so the Lord will come and kill me? They don't have expectation of long life just to enjoy or freedom or preaching even. No. Ultimate aim of preaching is to come closer to Krishna. Here they are going away and making everybody disturb, crying. Even they will hold the air in their command so nobody can breathe. Even demigods will have difficulty to breathe. Hiranyakashipu, he chose to. But do you think it is an act of free will? So we say, yes, he fell as well as not fall. Right? After all, falling is like in a dream. Prabhupada explains that every explanation is possible. Just like dream is temporary and it will get over, you know. So life is like that. If we think the jiva is fallen, but as if he's fallen in dream. Do you think he's really fallen? No. But Krishna explains, yes, they choose to express a separate desire. If it is out of hate to the Lord, then it does fall from grace. So ordinary living entities, Prabhupada says that we should not consider these cases that show how even one can fall from the grace apparently, but they are not fallen. Otherwise, how could Krishna will save them? They must be chosen. They must be special. They are not ordinary. So we have to keep the balance between this controversy. But when Krishna says that Ichchadvesha Samuttena Dvandha Mohena Bharata Sarva Bhutani Sammoham. Sarva Bhutani means without exception all the living entities. But one who is coming from Vaikuntha, do you think he is an ordinary living entity? Did they misuse their minute independence to become demon? And how come their choice was agreeable by Lord Vishnu? So that is revealed in the conversation when Jaya Vijay and Kumaras were quarreling. Vishnu mediated. That don't worry, I will come and save you by killing you. So, if we keep Krishna in center, then everything will be adjusted. Otherwise, not. Prabhupada said, yes, it is like dream. Then, oh yeah, he fell from the grace. So that should be the state of Brahma Jyoti only, where people are envious still. That is a falling position. So that is one way. But how would you say, oh, you fell, you were in Brahma Jyoti and you fell? Even that doesn't call he's an avatar. He has been patanti adha. He has fallen. So ordinary living entities, and these jnanis, why they fall? Because they are not Mahatma. Otherwise, Mahatma must be surrendered soul like our Mahatma. Right? बहुनाम जन्मनामन्ते ज्ञानवाम माम प्रपद्यते वासुदेवम सर्वमिति सब महात्मा सुदेव. दिस इज द प्रपोजिशन देयर. सो वी हैव टू keep balance between fallen and not fallen, and there's a whole controversy. People take one side, but then they forget Krishna, they forget the devotional service. They think their brain is right, and somehow or another some of them were kicked out from ISKCON by putting up this erroneous understanding. That's a fact. So, you can't remain obstinately on one side, and you can't think that the logic is there because there is a sighting there. And even they will quote Prabhupada. They will collect Prabhupada's quote only on that reference, and they say, Prabhupada said, Prabhupada said, Prabhupada said. But Prabhupada also says something. There are three different explanations on the falling of Jiva. So you have to reconcile somewhere. You can't be one-sided. All three are possible. But when we are separating, that ordinary living entities like us, then we must understand that we need shelter to understand. We need to clear this doubt by taking shelter of the divinity. So like that, we can come to a proper conclusion. What is impossible? The word impossible is in Fuller's dictionary, Prabhupada says. You don't take the explanation that you like, because explanations should not be constricted by only one view. Therefore, we have to refer to the previous acharyas also. And there is no contradiction, because the possibility was there. Neither they say only my way is right. No. My way or highway. Right? It happens in spiritual practices as well as in home. Husband, wife, fight. My way or highway. So, anyway, avatar. You are an avatar? No. You are not an avatar either. Then who are you? Jantu means an insect. Doesn't have much value in even this creation, right? Jantu. Jiv, jantu. Jiv is like all an insignificant, unimportant living entity. So never think you are important. Trinada Pishuni Chena Tarora Saishuna. All right. Anybody has any question? Yes. Well, incarnations can take place outside the abode. But if he comes on his own sweet will in his original form without any disguise, then he brings his own dharma, not otherwise. Krishna descended in the place today called Bhauma Vrindavan, but he brought his dham at that time. And when he went, he took it away. Krishna swadhamo upagate. Upagate. Upagate means dham is also upagata. It doesn't say Krishna swadhame avagate. It doesn't say that. Upagate. So, he was descending, means he was avatar also, he was avatari also. But beyond avatar and avatari, if he comes on his own original swarupa, then. So Varadev was an avatar. It's only a fraction of his totality. Just for that purpose, he appeared and he disappeared. Appearance and disappearance are in the command of Krishna. He shows his prowess only up to that what he has to do. It doesn't show, every avatar doesn't show the full transcendental pastimes. Every pastime is there, but limited. Everything is mysterious. He can appear from the nostrils of Brahma. Right? So how he appears, you don't have brain to understand. So, neither we have to churn it. Where there is no brain, what is the use of churning it? Just accept. And that is also difficult. That's why you are here. You should have his interest, not your interest. If you have come for his interest, then you are not an ordinary person, right? No, you will be extraordinary person. It will be difficult to. But funny thing is that you have come to imitate. Krishna acted in such interesting way that I got inspired to become interesting. Your interest is with full of anxiety because it's just like entering into the wild forest. You do not know what is going to happen next. Krishna doesn't have to think like what you are. Imitator. Is the only enjoyer. And you are supposed to be enjoyed by him. You can't entertain him. Serve him.
Right. You mentioned understand the divinity. Now, in teaching or in some many explanations, we use some logical properties, many logics to explain and want to make one understand the divinity. So,
In one conversation, somebody was arguing, and he was still insisting that this is our logic. Prabhupada said, you do not know logic. What is logic? It's a baseless thing. Tarka apratishtha. Apratishtha means there is no foundation for the logic. It's a subjective opinion. You like gulab jamun every day. And you are insisting, I should also eat. Your logic is up to you only. How can common people will accept it? It does not apply to me, right? Gulab jamun doesn't apply to me. I'm a diabetic. Even if I look for a long time, then sugar will go in. So they are keeping away. Because that's a way also to accept sweetness and my sugar will rise. Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti. So Prabhupada said, people do not know what is logic even. And he will argue. In Krishna consciousness, if you want to use the logic, that's spiritual mathematics. 1 + 1 = 1. 1 - 1 = 1. 1 multiplied by 1 = 1. That we accept. 1 divided by 1 = 1. That we accept. So why not 1 + 1 = 1? And 1 - 1 = 1. Because that's a subjective thing. You think you are 1 and other is 0. No. Your mundane logic tells you 1 + 1 = 2. But spiritual logic is 1 + 1 = 1. And you can prove it. What does it say in the definition of the Supreme Absolute Truth? Om Purna Madaha. Purna means perfect and one. Perfect is only one. Purna Midam means whatever has been created is also perfect and complete. Purnada Purna Madachate. So the inference is from Purna only Purna comes. Even after producing so many complete and perfect unit, he still remains Purna. The Purnam is complete whole. And whatever is going to be produced is within that Purna, not outside Purna. So therefore, as many 1 + 1s are going to be, it is still going to be 1. Because nothing outside the Purna. So even if those 1 have been taken away, I mean 1 - 1 is still going to be 1. Those who have been created have in Chatushloki Bhagavatam it is said, Brahma, before even you and Shiva, I have been existing. You came out of me. Still I am existing. And when you two guys will not be there, I will keep on existing. Because everything is within him. That is the absolute truth. It is declared. Napunar moham evam yasyasi pandava etanya bhutanya sheshani drakshat atmanyathomai. You will see that all living beings are my part and parcel, but they are in me and they are mine. So our logic is selfish. Therefore, keep Krishna in center and he will cover you. You know? If an ideal household of life, if both husband and wife keep Krishna in center, both will be covered. Because they are within him. They are his. They will not go out of power. So this is transcendental logic. So Prabhupada would say, what do you know about logic? It is not that Krishna appears for bewildering people. No. He gives the methodology also, how to understand. Because he is perfect. Yes.
Maharaj, can you explain, there are many spiritual masters before their pre-devotional life, they didn't exhibit that Vaishnava culture the same way that they did afterwards. Can you, obviously we don't want to see that they fell down from space, but what would be the correct understanding? How do we see their lives before now?
Do you think Vaishnava culture is time related? When living entity is eternal? But it is visible when one makes tangible progress. It becomes visible. And we call it a state of maturity. But the acquisition has already begun before. So one may be fortunate to be born in a Vaishnava family or not. But his previous agyat bhaktyonmukhi sukruti is a very important credit that brings them to association of a pure devotee who is more advanced. And then they all try to catch up with him. Right? So, it's an eternal fact, but we forgot. And as our conscience, acceptance of our, mistake that we have been doing from life after life, in human form of life, if we get this opportunity to come in association with the devotees, it will wake up again and start making progress where it has left over. So there is eternity continued. It may not be visible materially, but the spiritual culture is there even in the form of seed. What is called, right? Brahmande brahmite hoye kona bhagyavana jeev guru krishna prasade paaye bhakti lata bij. So that transcendental seed is already sown in him. Isn't it in every species of life? That transcendental seed is there. How come our children are becoming Krishna conscious so fast?
That's no good association.
That's correct. The spiritual association flares up their spirit, and whatever the merits they had stored, it will grow, start growing again. There is no dominion. It will be always there, protected. It goes wherever we go. Simply we provide the opportunity, and that's what Srila Prabhupada said. Become pure and make others pure. Uttam Adhikari is one simply by whose presence people start chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So, they are not ordinary people. Time-lapse photography, do you think you can do for them? Flaring up devotional service. You cannot capture in time-lapse photography. Everybody benefits when the Lord descends in any form. And who are eager to witness His pastimes? Only those who are faithful. They are eagerly waiting for such opportunity to witness even though they don't understand. Just like a lot of men and women go for a cricket match, you know, in Melbourne Stadium. How many are understanding? Not everybody is on the same level of thinking. But the devotees are eagerly waiting. They are not afraid of the demons. They think it is opportunity and request Lord Vishnu through communication of Brahma. And simply how the Lord will appear becomes only suspense to them. Because they love the wonderful activities that Lord can perform, acknowledge simply by faith, but at the same time, the excitement and the climax of their spiritual joy will be unmeasurable. Such happiness that they will feel. What to speak? You know, if people do only by faith, they will also incline to enjoy, right? But those who know, who enjoys more the wonderful pastimes of the Lord? The one who is in full knowledge. That becomes his meditation. Others will enjoy and forget. They are faithfuls. But they will not be able to understand fully.
What's the destination of those incarnations? Those who say they get the incarnations?
Yeah.
What is the destination? Is it for all? The destination of those who then don't say Kalki Avatar?
Huh.
What is their destination?
Go back home, baby. Only those who are devotees, they will be spared to start Satya Yuga. Rest will be chopped off. And will be given another chance to wherever they have been. Because the consciousness will be the ruling aspect for getting another birth. They might have to wait, remain suspended. That happens in every dissolution. There are three stages. How can we increase our faith in transcendental?
Faith and trust.
Faith precedes the trust, right? If you examine that anything you want to achieve requires the foundation of faith, isn't it? Even material. Faith is something which is temporary for material achievement. All right? But Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita says the faith has to be coming to the proper understanding of a resolve. Resolve means conclusion. Shraddha shabde sudrada vishvasakara nishchay Krishna bhakti karile sarva karma krita. It should be sudrada. Means very, very strong, unshakable faith. Unshakable faith. And you have to make a final conclusion on it. Nishchay, determined effort should be there. So, what is that conclusion? Whatever I do must become Krishna Bhakti. Because Krishna asks you. So, your consciousness will guide to Krishna's consciousness. Because you're going to attach everything that you will do, means activities, feeling, even desires, everything can become geared towards Krishna. Right? Thinking, feeling and willing, all three aspects of your expression would be centered around Krishna. That all which I will going to perform will become bhakti. Krishna Bhakti. That I will do, and it is a confirmed Shraddha. I mean, you have to be a little intelligent there. You can't become sentimental or I believe. There is no belief system here. It's a practically applicable and proven system. Right? That just invest your Krishna consciousness and think what Krishna desires. Whatever I do, offer it to him. All these activities and nothing remain as an exception that we cannot do, offer to him. Yat karoshi, yat ashnashi, yat juhoshi, dadasiyat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat karoshi madarpanam. Right? This is his instruction. So how do we start performing that? It is for the pleasure of Lord, because he asked. If he would not have asked, then you will have trouble even concentrating on Krishna's desires. This is how we dovetail our desires to Krishna's desire. So, Shraddha, now, there is nothing like a weak faith is called Shraddha. Shraddhanam and asraddhanam. A means not. Those who are not understanding Krishna's desire, they are called asraddhanam. Asraddhanam purushasya dharmasyasya parantapa apraapnuvanti maam mrityu sansar vartamani. Those who do not pay attention to what Lord Krishna is telling us to do and make an effort to do, they are called asraddhanam. Purushas, they may be religious, dharmasyasya parantapa, my dear Arjuna, they will not achieve me. And rather, instead of not achieving me, they will repeat into the cycle of birth and death. Mrityu sansara vartamani. So, we have to understand what Krishna's desire is, and he explicitly says that. We have to start removing our tags, our side agendas. Here is Krishna. And that what Shraddha is defined by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Right? So, by understanding Krishna's desire, we will be in best position. Right? And in our practice, we start from faith, which is generated by the association, and it is nurtured by the association. Therefore, we take up adau shraddha tato sadhu sangatha bhajana kriya. Bhajana kriya means this sadhana, right? It is increment, just to prove. But the biggest stumbling block is anartha. So, anartha nivritti, we have to start concentrating on it. Anartha nivritti syat tato nishtha. That confirmation comes on what? The faith is now confirmed. Otherwise, shraddha and nishtha, what is the difference? When all the anarthas are removed, we are free. There will no be no way to turn back. Generally, the bloopers are the one who has anarthas. They will show good enthusiasm in the beginning, and most of us, become slack after getting initiated. So watch out. As far as initiation is concerned, we take Yes, let's push, 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 push. Then we want to take little rest after initiation. That's not fair. That's not fair. So most of the bloopers are at the stage of anartha nivritti. They can't do it. Or it is too difficult. You know? So without clearing the stage of unwanted thing eradication, our faith will not be confirmed. You need confirmed faith to enter into the spontaneous devotional service of Lord Krishna. When you are confirmed, means when your faith matures this way, then you will have real taste for even chanting, real taste for performing services. And that will lead you to an automation. You want to perform all favorable service to Krishna. And that too spontaneously. So naturally you will be able to develop attachment to that taste that you received. Otherwise we like sweetness and it's available in our early stages too. But this sweetness is just like the kheer mixed with sand. It's sweet, but you can't enjoy. Right? So, confirmation of Shraddha in other belief systems, sorry to say, but there is no confirmation. They rather want to enjoy the anarthas. You know? Other religious systems, you know, other denomination, you simply believe. Believe in Jesus Christ because He shed His blood for your sins. You know, simply believe. He will take you. And they will never try to go through this purificatory process. But in Rupa Goswami's system, Vaidhi Bhakti, there is confirmation available and see. Even if you don't find, but your guru will find that you are confirmed. So don't worry. You are in safe hands. Ruchi, asakti, bhava and prem. You know, one can easily progress. So, this is Madhuri Kadambini by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Describes very, very nicely. Nobody has written a big commentary like this on the precision of the process. It's a very precise process that can be scientifically, you know, proven and even glorified because it's transcendental in nature. It's not mechanical. If it is mechanical, it will not yield prem. So up to nishtha, one may think it is mechanical. That's okay. But then how come mechanical is transformed into transcendental? Because in the first beginning, you were not a machine. You are not the body. Soul is not a machine. Body is a machine. So thank you very much, Prabhu. Dr. Prabhupada.